For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Some rather exciting news to share.
Righto.
Yesterday we were talking about how I saw Half Cat this week, the Geelong Cats mascot. And I was like, hey, Half Cat. And, you know, a lot of thumbs up, yeah, a lot of waving. Meow. Yeah, meow. And he had a party hat on. Mm. And I was like, someone at the Cats. I was like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, it's Half Cat's birthday this Thursday.
I love that.
And the idea of a mascot having a birthday is the best thing ever to me.
Of course, because you know me, I love a mascot and I buy into the fact that they are real cats, they are real big things running around being animated versions of themselves.
Somewhere you used to work, someone that you really didn't like,
couldn't stand,
put on a mascot outfit, mm-hmm. and it's like you forgot who the person underneath was. You were like hugging, you were high-fiving.
High-fiving. I've got all the nicest photos of me and this person that I could not stand from that day.
I've found out something that's so fun. So tomorrow night at GMHBA Stadium for the Cats and the Lions game, before the game, there is going to be, to celebrate Half Cat for his birthday, a mascot race of all the iconic mascots from across Geelong.
I love that so much.
To celebrate Half Cat. And it's so
all
fun.
All his friends are coming for his birthday.
For a race. And I have spoken about it before, so I work with, in conjunction with the Geelong Football Club. And if you hear someone on the microphone during the game, you go, who is that annoying voice? If it's a male, that's me.
You do a very good job, but you're working for them. You're a slave for the Cats.
Yep. But I got offered, because they know I work here at the radio station, they were like, hey, we know you've got the K-Rock and Rooster.
Yeah.
Does the K-Rock and Rooster want to go in this mascot race before the game tomorrow?
We obviously have to have a presence there. Yes. Let's get the K-Rock and Rooster out there.
And I said immediately, I was like, absolutely, the K-Rock and Rooster will be there. And the K-Rock and Rooster will be out to win the whole damn thing.
Of course.
As K-Rock does. Yes. We go when we put our minds to something.
Geelong's number one station.
We get it done. Small issue.
Yeah.
No one to be inside the K-Rock and Rooster mascot outfit.
Don't look at me. Don't you dare.
So now,
you're
Davo.
You're winking at me.
Because here's the thing. I would do it. Guess what I'm doing? I'm doing the MC. I'm going to be commentating this race tomorrow afternoon. So I can't do it, unfortunately. I'm actually genuinely devastated. But I remember vaguely, may it be 23 hours ago, you said you love mascots so much and you've never had the opportunity to be a mascot, Davo.
So the little...
Cry.
The little pride that I have left
in
my heart and soul.
Yeah.
You'd like me to leave that dignity...
At the door.
At the door of GMHBA Stadium.
At the front of gate 13 at GMHBA. Leave it there.
Dress up as a giant chicken, the K-Rock and Rooster.
Yeah.
And race a bunch of mascots.
Yes. So here's the deal, right? Here's the deal, right? Besides the people that listen to this show, like, we'll all know it's you. But for people that don't, they won't. A mascot is essentially, you know how when you're feeling a bit overwhelmed and you chuck on sunnies and you go, I'm invisible, nothing can hurt me, I'm untouchable. A mascot costume is a full body version of that. So, like, no one recognizes, oh, that's that girl from the radio's arm. I've seen that before. Like, it'll be you. You can, like, you know, you.
Give a bit of razzle dazzle.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you yesterday also try on the K-Rock and Rooster mascot costume?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And didn't you look incredible?
I felt hot.
And didn't you start doing some incredible chicken and rooster-based puns?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Exactly. This is what I mean. You were born for this. I would understand if you do this and leave the radio show.
I'm not going to lie. I am like this... Like, I feel nervous thinking about it. Like, it does make me a bit anxious.
I just want to fulfill one of your 40 childhood dreams. And we're slowly working our way through the list. And you racing in a mascot race tomorrow night at GMHBA Stadium as the K-Rock and Rooster, I feel like we have an opportunity here. And it's built for you, Davo.
Tim, famously, I'm up for anything. Let's do this.
Oh, my God. Now, I don't want to be dramatic. And I've my wedding day was great. The birth of my son, fantastic. Finding out my wife's having a second child, so good. There's a chance this could be the best moment of all of our lives. So you're going to be the K-Rock and Rooster tomorrow in the mascot race.
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it. Tim and Davo. We'll get to the fiddly bits tomorrow.
Tim and Davo.
Yesterday you brought a story to us about a chicken on Little Mallop Street.
Got arrested by the police. Yeah. Well, not sorry. I don't want to say got arrested. It was under police custody after someone went up to a few officers a week or so ago and they're like, hey, there is a chicken over there. Like, I know that you're here to police the community, but like, I just feel like this could be a you job. And yeah, they got the chicken. It's not the first chicken on Little Mallop. There was one that was clucking through the nights last year. And then, that went away.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we love it.
I love these sort of stories. There's animals in the wrong place. I mean, that chicken should not have been in the city doing that.
What are you doing? What's concrete
doing?
Everywhere. Get
it's
out
a concrete
of there.
Jungle. Get it out on the farm, mate. There's plenty of them around, you know? And it does, I do, like I said, I really do love an animal story where they just show up where they shouldn't. And as we know, there's one that's very famous over in Tasmania. His name is Neil the Seal.
Neil the Elephant Seal.
Pops up every few months or every 6 months, and it is so wonderful to see him.
He is massive now.
He's 1,000 kilos.
It's like the last 4 years, he's like started small, and then, yeah, now he's like ramming up against Land Cruisers, and he loves this fence. He leans up against this fence, and they corral him back to the water at night. And then the next day, he just smashes over these bollards and breaks fences and just goes on the road again. It's incredible.
It is incredible. I mean, only recently here in Geelong, there was that sea lion that blocked off the jetty in down at the bay here, waterfront.
Yeah.
And they said that, what was it, they hostages or something, they called the people that were hostage on the jetty, which we love.
We can't leave.
What I want to do right now for a bit of fun on a Wednesday afternoon is talk about animals in the wrong place. Where have you seen an animal where they shouldn't be?
And the energy we're looking for, it is very similar to primary school in particular. There's two big ones, bird in the classroom, dog in the school.
Great.
They're the two. And it was like, kids, we would lose our mind if there was a bird in the classroom. And then you go out to recess or lunch and there's a golden retriever on the oval. What do you mean? And then like 50 kids are chasing this poor animal and it's just like, there's a dog in the school.
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah, we want to know, what animals have you seen in the wrong place? 52232955. The weirder the animal, the weirder the place, we are going to get an incredible result here. Give us a call. Have I ever told you about the time there was a baby brown snake in my kitchen?
No, I hate that.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. And like brown snakes, very venomous. Baby brown, extremely, because they can't control how much venom they get. I wanted it out of the house.
Of course.
Cooking bowl, tongs.
Stress.
Steve Irwin style. And got it out of there with the chopping board underneath. And I was like, I blacked out and I was like, I should not have done that.
Oh, I was going to say, like, for you, were you brave in that situation or were you
I was calm. And my wife was standing up on the couch. She's like, hey, I think there's a snake in the kitchen. And I was like, oh, all right, applause, Wolf of Wall Street. And I'll go and deal with that. And we got it out of there.
Amazing.
Also, a real quick one, one from last year, an Asian elephant walked into a grocery store in Thailand, went to some snacks on the shelf, took them, walked out.
Yeah, I love that. See, that's just an animal being polite and just getting things done.
Just a shopping cause he lives, you know. Now, we have had a call. I'm a bit worried, Dave.
I know you are.
It's your mum, Irene. Rainey, good afternoon. You're so grateful that you listen to the show. You got an animal in a weird place for us?
Yeah. But I know what happened to that chicken.
Uh-oh.
No.
What happened?
No. The cops bloody roasted it up.
Yeah, you're doing gear on the show this afternoon, Mum.
It runs in the family.
Where did you see an animal in the wrong place?
Well, I was living in Darwin and we were renting a place, but they were going to knock it down to build something else. And they had ceiling fans in there. And my dad came up to visit and he said, oh, you need one of these in your humpy, because I was living in a tin shed with a humpy.
Yep.
Great, in Darwin, you don't need, you know, ventilation, everything like that. Anyway, Dad installed this ceiling fan, and we went out, and when we got home, the horse was in our lounge room, in my lounge room, under the ceiling fan.
Cooling down.
And the horse was loving it. Anyway, Dad and I got in there, and there wasn't enough, there was no room to swing a cat, at least. Anyway, But anyway, we managed to get him out, and that was fine. But it was a funny thing to come home to see this whopping great horse in this 4x4 bloody bedroom lounge.
Yeah, wonder what Farlap's been up to. That would honestly, that would bring, like, I think that's worse than, you know, like the mobster horse head in the bed. Full horse in the living room is way more. Didn't you just let it out, Rainey?
Yeah, we got him out eventually.
Shimmied him out.
Oh, shimmied. Nice. Shimmied him out. Safe. Yeah. Well,
very nice work. Nice to speak to your mum. Nice to speak to your mum. It's good to catch up. I think it's been a couple of weeks or...
Is that it? You don't want another chat about something else?
Nah. Okay. Risking it.
All right. Thank you very much, mum. Bye.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And on Wednesdays, we are kicking it with Ed Curnow, former Carlton player.
Current legend.
And the matter ladder is something that we've come to love, Davo. But we've got a bit of a theme for Ed Curnow this week.
Yeah, this week we thought we'd go through the top three teams and the bottom three teams that have Riz, or what do you call it, Ed?
Spunk.
Yep.
I get what you mean. Like, it's like a bit of spunk. It's a bit of something
about
it, right?
They've got a bit of spunk.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, I had to research the word a bit, Davo. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Definitely not on the work computer, I can imagine.
Yeah. No, not the one that kids get access to. Anyway, so I went online and had a look at the spunk on Google, and that kind of talks a lot about... Doesn't sound great. Stay with us. And it says a lot about, you know, good lookingness and kind of attractiveness.
Yeah,
so
Riz.
That's not how I've interpreted it in my head.
Okay, tell us how you have.
So my, you know, to be a highly ranked team on the spunk ladder, you've got to have a bit of sizzle. There's got to be a bit of edge.
Yeah.
A little bit of quirk and spirit.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
I like it.
I really like that. So we're going to start with the top three teams with the most spunk in the AFL right now.
So weird sentence, but let's go in third place.
The Saints go marching in.
Really?
So they have a bit of spunk, a bit of sizzle. There's, you know, they're paying players out of their absolute, you know, who knows where. Flying Ryan has the sizzle. All right. There's a bit of edge with Wanganeen. And really, that song, The Saints Go Marching In, gives them the sizzle.
It's not who I thought would have been on your list.
They get a bit of spunk. It's also Saints. It's St Kilda. If you go into St Kilda, there's spirit in that area. There's a bit of how you're going. I don't mind it.
All right. Well, coming in at second place at the top spunk, what do we reckon?
The Dogs.
Yeah.
Down at the kennel.
Very spunky. Mm.
Woof, woof.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out stuff? Davo. And they've got the edge. They're in the western suburbs. There's a bit of quirk there. Bevo leads the quirk. They've got spirit.
Weird unit.
I love Libba. Cody Waitman, he's bringing some sizzle. So they've got the spunk. They're number two.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at first place with the spunkiest team.
Spunky West Coast. West really? Spunky Coast. Yes. Yes, Reed. He's given the spunk. He's Harley got spunk Reed. Vibes. Waterman with that big mullet, like... And he's got kind of a, you know, a big weird smile and teeth going this way and that. And he's got a bit of spunk. There's an edge there. There's some sizzle and quirk. And then they got Baker, who they got from Richmond. I like his.
He's a farmer.
Yeah, I like his spirit. And Farmer will pass that one by.
He can drive a combine harvester, so he's the best player in the AFL, according to me.
I love it.
I really thought Hawthorn would have taken out the spunkiest team. They're cool.
They had a little bit. I marked them down on the colours of their jumper.
Yeah, the poos and wees. Yeah, that'll do tough. It.
I mean, personally, I would have thought the Cats were in there. Yeah.
They're a bit dorky and farmy.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Dorky and farmy for me, not spunky.
Let's switch it up and go with the bottom three teams. Well, the teams with the least spunk.
Unfortunately, this is very easy, but... coming in at number three, we had the Pies. They're becoming a bit boring, a bit Dacos modelled. You know, the haircut's gelled exactly this way, and it's just lost its spunk. De Goey is kind of getting a bit consistent as a player. That's not spunky.
He's apparently like really settled in life. He's got some property, and he's really levelled out, and that's not very spunky.
No, do we think they're too
farm
polished?
Dork. Yeah, exactly. That's why they come in at three.
Mm. Great from you, Dave.
Right, thank you so much.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. Yeah, well done. Polish it. You nailed it. Sorry,
all right. Well,
we've got to pump each other up here, don't we, Dave?
Coming in at second place.
Oh, at number two. Well, again, unfortunately, way too easy. They have had spunk in the past, but they have no spunk at Tigerland at the moment.
No.
They can't get a kick.
Tom Lynch has got a bit of spunk, but he just seems grumpy all the time. But that's maybe not, that's not spunk.
Yeah, that's grumpiness.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's Rich grumpiness. Man. Yeah, and there's, okay. Unfortunately, Tom's, he lacks style. I reckon he'd be wearing some junners and not the cool junners.
I used to play junior football against Tom Lynch, and it was the scariest week of my life. He'd kick like 13 goals on us, and he would push me around, and I was like, do what you want, mate. I don't want to stop you.
He's got the sharpest elbows in the comp.
But in a team with the lowest amount of spunk, apparently.
Yeah, so joke's on him.
Mm. All right, then.
I came out on top.
Yeah, you actually want high spunk, don't you, Tim?
All right.
All right, biggest, worst spunk.
Well, worst. Wow. Team with the least amount of spunk.
Yeah, it's close to home, isn't it, for Tim? So it's Essendon.
No!
They're just nowhere.
No, like, they have spunk.
They should have spunk. It should be a bit of an edge over there in Essendon land, but there's no. Go, tell us.
Okay. Archie Roberts, Sullivan Roby, they're up and about. Yeah, I know, and that's fair. And
why haven't we heard of them, Davo? Because they have no spunk.
That's right. And I think the last time Essendon had spunk was when Jason Ackermanis would do a handstand out on the field.
Against them.
Was he not in that team?
He did a handstand against
Essendon. That's how far off they are, spunk. You had to pick one of their opponents, Davo. And I don't mind that by you. That's a fair job.
If that's my only association with Essendon, then that's a shame.
What can we do? What can Essendon do? You can't tell me
Matt Lloyd had spunk. He wore a glove. It's just embarrassing.
He not, wore a glove.
That's not a
Spunky McVay,
Quinn,
maybe.
How do we feel about the helmets with the, like, do we
no, that's, do they that's
live like a helmet? It's, no, that's, you know, that means you can live a long life. Yeah. Remembering
that's very
things.
Very spunky.
Thought, yes.
Less riz though.
Spunky when you take it off, you're like, oh boy, who's under that helmet?
Yeah. It's Tim and Davo.
Kicking with Ed Kerno, former Carlton player.
Yeah, current legend.
And Ed, we want to get your advice on something, brother.
Yep.
Davo has agreed to dress up as the K-Rockin' Rooster, Rooster mascot, and race a whole bunch of other mascots at GMHBA Stadium tomorrow night to celebrate Half Cat, the Geelong, one of the Geelong mascots, celebrate his birthday, and there's going to be a race before the game.
How old's Half Cat, Davo?
Ageless. Ageless, apparently.
Gorgeous for his age, whatever he is.
And they've got 9 lives, don't they?
Yeah.
I want to know, and I think Davo could use a word of advice. I want you to size Davo up and be like, all right, I think you could dress up as, you've seen what the K-Rockin' Rooster looks like.
It looks like a rooster.
Man, yeah. He's on. This is why we get him on as our analyst.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
You can't. Wow. We pay for this. The insight. It's worth every cent.
It's great to be here.
I want to throw a few of the mascots that are going to be running at you, and I want you to honestly say if you think Davo could take on these mascots.
Yeah.
It's a running race.
It's a running race.
How far?
40.
40 metres.
Yeah. 40 Ks, sorry.
No, 40 metres.
40 it's a marathon.
40 metres.
40 is.
And Davo's got to run.
Yeah. Got to run.
In the full costume.
Yeah.
And act like a rooster / chicken.
Yeah.
What? What are you wearing? Are you wearing clothes under the costume?
No, I'm going to go dark as underneath.
Okay.
I'm just kind of fascinated by that because I reckon you could overheat, which would kind of
40 metres.
No, I'll be in the active wear underneath there for sure.
So she'll be taking on,
got clothes on.
One of them is Claudia. Claudia and Half Cat are the two cats mascots. They're going to be racing. Do you think she can take...
So two cats are racing.
Two cats against the rooster.
Oh, that's dangerous, I think, for Davo.
Okay.
Because cats typically are feisty creatures.
All right.
You don't know how competitive I am, Ed.
What about...
How loud are you? You could scare them with a rooster sound. Yeah, what's your rooster sound like?
No, I couldn't possibly.
No, I think we should...
Because!
Give us another rooster sound, Davo.
No.
Okay. There's something weird happening. I don't like this. What about Grimace, the giant purple taste bud from McDonald's? Do you think Davo or the K-Rockin' Rooster would have Grimace covered?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Grimace has probably had too much Maccas for a running race.
Great.
So
okay.
I think that's up your sleeve, Dave.
All right. We
You'd
also
be
have
too professional for
thank
Grimace.
Thank you so much.
Second last one, Roy the Lion, which is the Brisbane Lions mascot.
Oh, he'll be down in Geelong. He'll want to
jet lag.
Jet lag. But he'll want to kind of show his team how it's done. So
it's like such a lion. Like, are we so showy, I reckon.
Mm.
What can the rooster do against the lion?
I'm scrappy, man. I'm scrappy. I'm competitive.
No, looking
I'll
at Davo's eyes. No, I'm backing Davo on this one. Yeah. The all rooster. Right,
yep. Last one. This is not all of them. Last one is Derek the Defib, which is a giant defibrillator.
I think you let Derek win, just in case someone goes down, then Derek can run back and save everyone.
That's great.
Well, it's really great to get some advice from someone who has ran out on the field before. I mean,
you guys are going to have that in common
it's
now.
It's so great. I mean, 200 games between us, incredible.
Good luck, Dave. All right. Good luck. Hopefully, you don't need Derek.
No.
Well, hopefully, no one needs Derek on the weekend.
I'll be honest. My biggest fear is that I'll fall over, the head will come off, everyone will see it's me.
Yeah, and not a rooster.
And full of shame.
Okay, well.
I think you look good in a rooster costume. Davo.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
I love that you didn't look at her in the eyes the entire time you said it. It made it weird somehow. But Ed Curno, we love when you swing by. Thank you very much. Back to the mansion at Balbray. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
See you, team. Bye.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.